Wouldn't you like to die saying, tell them I've had a wonderful life? Wouldn't that please you? Wouldn't you feel that at least something had gone right? That you were able to say that about your own life? Well, there was a guy, a very famous guy, whose name you'll know when I mention it. But there's a guy who uttered those words as his last words. Tell them I've had a wonderful life. So I wrote a poem about him. Yeah, so, and I called the poem, Tell Them I've Had a Wonderful Life. Ludwig looked very closely for the differences, liked the quiet but feared the solitude, tossed around the bed, protesting against conversation, seeping up through floorboards nightly. The chatter of newly grown stubble, the scent of young girls giggling, filtered through damp dark, to where corners of sheets froze his soles, and he was forced to bend back into himself. This was the place he'd come, a wild field of thought, the odd cow milking the language, jumping from one full stop on the rocks to a landscape drawn out from water shelves. Wittgenstein in County Wicklow remembered Little Killary Bay and the gravel from Mam Turk quarries. An Austrian gentleman huddled in Kilpatrick House under Ballymoyle Hill. Canuck Volia on Vuil felt better here than in Cambridge. Found rest difficult as the cancer of his prostate quietly released him from his investigations. The end, yes. Ludwig Wittgenstein, many would argue the greatest philosopher of the 20th century, came to Ireland. He spent some time in Ireland, travelled around a bit too. And I wrote this poem in honour of him, but partly also in celebration of the experience of discovering the last thing I expected to discover. I did not expect that any great, great philosopher, you know, Kant, Hegel, anyway, I'm not going to name who I think is the greatest philosophers, you know, David Hume, who knows? How would I know? I haven't read them all, or I have read bits of all of them. But anyway, this guy, whose work is, as philosophers go, pretty easy to read, laid out in a most wonderful way. If you get a chance to look at the way in which Wittgenstein laid out his books, you know, you'll be very, very surprised. Anyway, this guy came to Ireland. Ludwig looked very closely for the differences. Looked very closely for the differences. Liked the quiet, but feared the solitude. Tossed round the bed, protesting against conversation seeping up through floorboards nightly. Nightly. The chatter of newly grown stubble. Newly grown stubble. The scent of young girls giggling. Giggling. Filtered through damp dark, to where corners of sheets froze his souls. Froze his souls. And he was forced to bend back into himself. This was the place he'd come. This was the place he'd come, a wild field of thought. The odd cow milking the language, jumping from one full stop on the rocks to a landscape drawn out from water shelves. A landscape drawn out from water shelves. Wittgenstein in County Wicklow remembered Little Killary Bay and the gravel from Mam Turk quarries. An Austrian gentleman huddled in Kilpatrick House under Ballymoyle Hill. Canuck volia on wheel. Canuck volia on wheel. Felt better here than in Cambridge. Found rest difficult. As the cancer of his prostate. Quietly released him from his investigations. The end. For those of you who aren't rushing to open your Wittgenstein and study it or even look through it, Wittgenstein did investigations. And he called them investigations. So, tell them I've had a wonderful life. You know, if I go tomorrow, I could as easily use that phrase myself. Tell them I've had a wonderful life. Because I have. It isn't as if I've enjoyed every minute of it and it's been a rollicking laugh and a hoot and a wheeze and full of fun and passion and enjoyment and all that. No. I mean, nobody is able to say they've had their fair share of shit. I mean, what on earth is a fair share of shite? No. I can't say I've had my fair share of anything. But I've had a few unpleasant knocks and I've done a few painful things. A few, you know, when you... But I also have been on the receiving end of very, very little nastiness. Very little cruelty. There have been very few psychopaths in my bed. I've had a wonderful life. So if I don't wake up tomorrow morning, will you please tell them I've had a wonderful life? It's been full of wonder. You know, the chatter of newly grown stubble, the scent of young girls giggling. It's been full of wonder. The gravel from Mam Turk quarries. A landscape drawn out from water shelves. Water shelves. What on earth are water shelves? The poet doesn't know what water shelves are. The poet made up the word water shelves. It's an invention of language. And what was it? What was it that... the odd cow milking the language... So I wrote that poem. Did some research, by the way. I didn't just write it off the top of my head, inventing all those places. They're all copiously researched. Yeah, even the name in Irish of Ballymoyle Hill, Canuck Volia an Bhuail. And I couldn't leave that out, you know. I just couldn't leave it out. The only word I thought of leaving out of the entire poem is the word quietly in the last line. So which should it say? Felt better here than in Cambridge. Found rest difficult as the cancer of his prostate released him from his investigations. Or else, felt better here than in Cambridge. found rest difficult as the cancer of his prostate quietly released him from his investigations. Poets should avoid using adverbs if they possibly can. The fewer adverbs you have and the fewer adjectives you have in your poetry, the stronger your poetry will be. I mean, I'm just repeating the collective wisdom of poets. Yeah. That doesn't mean you shouldn't use any adjectives. Newly grown, stubble, that's adjectives. Young girls, that's an adjective. Yeah. I don't know if full stop, if the full is an adjective, or if full stop is a single word. But anyway, come to a stop is definitely full. Little Killary Bay. Austrian gentleman. Yeah, so there's a role for adjectives. There's even a role for closely. Wittgenstein looked very closely. That's an adverb. Seeping up nightly. I think that's a kind of adverb too, isn't it, really? Nightly. Yeah, Killary rhymes with nightly, but it isn't an adverb. So there, tell them I've had a wonderful life, will you, please, on the way out? Thanks a million. Thank goodness for this particular development, a piece of software on which you can really, really chew into a poem. Yeah. And offer it to people so that they can, if they want to, masticate the poem. Okay, time for a cup of tea. There's nothing like a bit of poetry being read here in the Cork kitchen.